The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hey everybody, good afternoon, winners. This is Eric Fiorello of MotivationMuscle.com, and welcome to the show. Today is the 4th of August, 2017, and as we've said, and I've said multiple times, stand up, take a deep breath through the nose, out through the mouth, and say, I am a winner, I am a champion. I am a winner, I am a champion. Over and over and over. As Frank Klein says, repetition, repetition, repetition will make you great. G-R-E-A-T. Well, I talk about a few of the things as we come in. I'm not going to get into it too much. We would like to really move the winner's circle, and we will move the winner's circle. There is no wishing here. You can go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You have 13 modules that will definitely make a big change in your life. And you move them and you tell other people, it's going to help other people. And for $247, break that down, divide 13 into 247. They're pretty much peanuts. So you want to change your life, you want to crush old age, you want to get strong again, you want to build testosterone, get off the fence. I'm not going to say anymore. There's no reason to twist your arm. Get out there and get it, if you so choose. Contributions. Another big thing here. We're not getting many of them in. The ones that have sent them in, I appreciate that. But this is a hell of a product. It's a hell of an investment. What can I tell you? Invest in something you feel that's going to be around for a long time. That's going to be us. Obviously, I've told you already, there's some big changes coming down the road with this show. It's going to be a lot different, believe me. And it's all mapped out, and now we're building the equity to do it. I would like to have at least half of it implemented by the end of the year. It's going to knock people right off their fucking feet. Literally. Wait and see. Not waiting around anymore for people to send money to do anything. I'm doing shit on my own, and that's the way it is. That's what a man does. But it's going to be a lot different, trust me. A lot different. A lot more metally. Let me put it that way, as in M-E-T-A-L-L-Y, metally, if there's such a word. Or it could be mentally. Who cares? But we're going to keep chugging no matter what. That's the name of the game here. We talked about contributions. There's a 25, 50, and 100. You get the beginning. That's the first module off the winner's circle for 25. For 50, you get the beginning. And you get a half an hour consultation free with me. And also, too, for $100, you get the beginning. And you get 2 half-hour consultations with me. And believe me, they're worth it. And you and I will both learn an awful lot about one another and stay connected here for the next 30 years. That's the proposition. That's what I'm offering. If you want to take it, good for you. Because I'm telling you right now, it'll be the best move you've ever made in your life. Any one of those 3 buttons goes right to my PayPal account. Piece of cake. All done. Sealed, signed, delivered. Goodbye. That's it. So I made it as easy as possible, and we'll just leave it at that. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. There's over 700 podcasts out there. You could find anything you want from myself or any of the great pieces of, you know, we've got family everywhere. It's like a puzzle. There's pieces everywhere. Anything you want pretty much is out there, and it's free. So enjoy it, I'm telling you right now, because you're never going to find information like that for free out there. And I mean that. That is a vault. Every show I do or with any of the men or women here, you're getting an hour show at least with people that really do what they're talking about. They're not selling you some horse shit with phony models or whatever is in it. Because I'm real tired of all this stuff. You know, it's not factual, most of it, and it's not real. We are. So come on in, take a look at everything, and I guarantee you, you'll love it. You'll enjoy it. Well, today, I'm going to talk about, well, one other thing. I have a lot of people who are signing up for our newsletter. If it's coming to my private email, it's not signing you up. The only place you can sign up is on motivationandmuscle.com, right on the home page. It's right below Patreon, and I've been informed the Patreon's not working. I'm not even worrying about that right now. There's other fish to fry that are much bigger right now I'm working on. And as I've told everybody, the websites will all be replaced fully. I'm not putting any more money into the websites, period. It's no point. The vocals here, the podcasts, are the thing that really is making everything hop, and it always has. And what you always learn is you take your best attributes and build them. And this place is going colossal. Colossal. And I will not tell anyone what I'm doing, whether you care or not. Believe me. This is going to look like an explosion going off when things start trickling in more and more and more. So it's going to be some pretty cool stuff. Well, I'm going to talk about anticipation. Now, Dr. William Wong will be on with me in 2 hours. So that show will be up tomorrow because I'm going to put this up today. And this is going to be a very short show, but right to the point. Bullseye. Anticipation. Very important word. What are you anticipating? And we can even shrink it right down to your workout, which I love to talk about. You know, what are you anticipating? What are you thinking about in your next workout or your series of next workouts or your next workouts for, say, the next 90 days? What are you anticipating? Are you anticipating bringing in maybe some new lifts, introducing stones, sandbags, grip work, maybe things you've never touched before, things that you've heard on this show or from other authors that really intrigue you? And when things intrigue you, it creates a lot of anticipation because now you get to either do something you've been doing and build upon that or something you've never done, and you go out now and you get your knees skinned a little bit. By that I mean it's new, you're going to make some mistakes, you're going to have some triumphs, hell, you might even get real good at it and teach other people. Or maybe you're that good and you come on a show here with me. Or go out and put it out and etched in stone. That page is on fire. On fire. It's just so good. But when you anticipate things, it's giving you a broader range to where you're going to go with anything. I love sitting around anticipating things. Have you ever, well, the biggest thing to ever anticipate is like Christmas when you're a kid. You know, who sleeps that night? You can fake it. You wait for your parents to go to bed like we used to do. We'd literally have our flashlights hidden, and I would just basically crawl down the stairs as my father could hear a thumbtack dropping. And I knew they knew we were up. You know, when we were little, obviously Jimmy was downstairs with my brother John. Big finished bedroom, you know, and bath. It was, you know, the addition to the house. Poor Jimmy. We used to get him out of bed and literally drag him from his bedroom to the living room and then to the foyer where all the Christmas presents were. And, man, you talk about a massive tree. I mean, that was right to my front door. And I'm telling you, there was hardly any room to walk through and open the door. I mean, when my grandmother is alive in here, she and my mother and father, or they go in pairs. I mean, unbelievable. My grandmother and parents were some of the most generous people I ever met in my life. But, you know, that anticipation, and we'd have Jimmy out there. And the living room had, you know, the couch, a love seat style, and of course a regular, you know, chair, singular chair. And, you know, the TV was in there and all that BS. And man, oh man, we'd hear my father. And you'd almost hear, like, who's down there? And here we are, dragging Jimmy behind the couch or one of the chairs. The poor kid, I mean, banging his head, everything. So we'd be back there. And I knew my father knew we were down there. My father was sharp. He knew. He'd come down with his flashlight and his boxers, and we were trying not to laugh out loud. It was so funny. And he'd fire the light around, and nothing. He'd go back upstairs, you know. And we'd be like, whoa. But we knew, and he knew. And you know what the greatest thing about it was? He never said a word to us, you know. He knew how important that was to get up and pick through those presents and look at who got what. You know, everything was wrapped other than the toys, and on and on and on. Then you think about anticipation. How many people have been waiting or want to go out with a girl or guy, and you finally get that date and that anticipation. You know, like that first kiss you get with a girl. I'm talking from a guy end. Or you're getting ready, and it's happening no matter what. And you get those butterflies in your stomach, and you get that adrenal rush that is like nothing you feel other than when you lift a big, heavy object. It's an incredible feeling, man. And the anticipation and it finally happening, and it's just like, holy shit. Man, that was good. Now, that's what I'm talking with anticipation. Then lifting, you know. Who can't anticipate, like I said in the beginning, a lift? You know, when you're out there and you're thinking and you thought the night before, maybe you thought the week before, get out there and you whatever you got to do. With me, I've got to move stuff in and out of the garage like crazy to do anything. And that's the beauty of it. You're building strength no matter what you're doing. You're moving, you're walking, you're carrying benches, you're carrying Atlas stones, you're moving Hoosa steel stones. A lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people want a big open environment. Cool, the whole deal. Doesn't lend to me. What lends to me is building a different style of toughness. And that all goes hand in hand with anticipating what you're going to do next. You know, you get into your workout, you know, you do your warm-ups, whatever you're doing, body weight, lightweight with maybe a standard 1-inch bar, etc., etc. There's a million things you can do. And then that one big lift maybe for the day or two. And you've thought in your head and rehearsed it and seen it and talked about it to people. And now it's time to show up and show what you got. All that anticipation could come down to a split second. Because we all know we go to pull a one rep or get under a bar and squat it or overhead. It's like a blink of an eye. Whether it goes up or not. That's what's so amazing about lifting to me. Anything. All that anticipation, all that hard work, all those nights when you're just beat to shit, all those days you're eating like a madman or maybe you didn't feel good, but you still got out there, and then you go to do whatever it is you're doing, and it's like either you make it or you don't for that day. But did you ever notice how fast it goes? I mean, we've moved stuff where I swear to God, I don't even know if I did blink. I mean, it's probably longer than what I'm thinking, but when you're under a bar or it's over you or whatever you're messing around with, you lift for the explosion, the power. And obviously neatness when you come up or pull up or push over your head. You do want to have a semblance of some good, good form because that's imperative with anything you do. But it goes so fast. But you know what the best thing about all that is? You're already thinking about the next one. At least I am. Because what it's doing, it's setting off all these good feeling hormones and all the great things that go along with success. And what doesn't feel better? It's like that first kiss or that girl you've always wanted to go out with that finally you had the balls to do it. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. Or that Christmas morning when you're dragging your brother across the rug to get into the foyer to see what we got. And flashlights, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what anticipation is all about to me. And the ability to anticipate and carry it out and enjoy it. That's the biggest thing. Enjoy everything, man. Those moments go by so fast. Look, we're already into August of 2017. This year is just cooking. So everything you do, put everything you got into it. Don't wait for the next workout or the next day, or don't say, well, you know, maybe I'll ask her out on a date next week. Next week's too late, man. Somebody else got her. You know? And a good woman or anything is not going to sit and wait forever for anybody. Same way with a guy. You must, when you anticipate, you must take the steps to carry it out. And steps are just so important. And that's where so many people just kind of lose the idea that they, you know, they can or they can't do it. Well, you can do it. And you can make it happen. Because when you make it happen, when you manage the possibility, as we say, possibility thinking around here, you know, it'll happen. You will make it happen. So take anticipation. Use it for your good. Use it to promote what you want to do. Use it towards goals. But more than anything, it'll make you happier than you've ever been. Happier than you've ever been. Make it happen. Anticipate it, carry it out, pass or fail, enjoy, and think about the next thing you're going to do. Because if you can't anticipate something, it's going to be very, very hard to go to the next step. Because that's what really drives you. That's like that engine inside you that excites you, that motors you, that makes you just want to go out and do it. You know what I mean? It's like that adrenaline rush I talked about with that kiss with the girl that you've wanted to go out with for 5 years. It's been saving itself up and up and up until you finally meet up with it and you get your chance to do what you should do. And that is to carry out, carry on, keep moving, keep moving, keep marching, marching, marching. Don't stop. Don't stop. Like I always say, that big stone rolling down the mountain, what does it do? Gets momentum. When you anticipate, when you keep carrying it out, when you go to the next thing, it's like everything. The more momentum you build, the closer you're going to get to what you truly want. So, anticipate, anticipate, anticipate. Think like a winner. Think like a champion. And I guarantee you, if your life hasn't changed already, it will. I mean, I could introduce many more things to I am a winner, I am a champion. What I'd like to see is someone tell me how much that's helped them in 2-3 weeks. Because then we're going to add on more and more things. And we are thinkers here. That's when we talk about education with the winner circle. The more educated you are, the less chance of failure you're going to have. And that's the truth. So, anticipate, optimism, as we always talk about, taking the high risk, the belief in oneself, and most of all, succeed. Anticipate and succeed. And I'm telling you right now, these little words implemented will make one hell of a life for you. You won't be sitting on the fence anymore, and you won't be letting people divide things between you and whomever, because you'll have another word, confidence. All these things go into a row. One builds on top of the other. And I'm telling you right now, you will see this for yourself. I mean that, and I wish everyone the best of everything here. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, winner circle, I'll say no more. It has the power to change you forever. if that is important to you. Also, too, don't forget to go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. The contribution page, it's right there. It says contribute. $25, $50, or $100. And I appreciate in advance anything that you send to the show. It is being used in a very positive growth way. And as everybody says, you want to make a good investment, here we are. And we're going to be around for 30 years, I promise you that. So check that all out. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten from everyone. We appreciate that. Also, if there's a show you'd like me to do on my own, just get a hold of me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. And I'll leave you with, we don't want to forget, too, AHA Radio. That's a directory where you can get M&M in your car 7 days a week, 24/7. It's all there. Just go out, Motivation Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. We're listed in that directory and you can get it. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, never be afraid to, what do we always say? Give somebody 5 words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. If you don't think so, I can give you many examples of it. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Also, too, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Husafel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. And as I always say, no one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, has been a guest on the show. When I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone tripping out of my speakers. It's more like Mount St. Helens blowing the top off. And the T's just burning down the side of the mountain. You remember what we said about momentum? No one will ever clip our balls. I'll say that again. It's very important. Frank Klein, my greatest college business professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, greatest chiropractor ever. We're coming up on 3 years on our loss of John. He'd walk everybody to the door no matter how busy he was, and he would say to him, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself and not smile. I am right now. It doesn't matter what kind of day it is. Walk around, say that to yourself. Just say it under your breath. You'll see a big change. All these things I'm telling you, I do or have done, and I can tell you they work. And I'm not charging you for that. I'm telling you something to help you out, definitely. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're just going to blow the roof right off your house. Join the family. Join the revolution. 30 years of an investment that couldn't be better. Also, too, the great Les Brown said, you'll have greatness in you. Well, you take it 2 steps further and tell you we got your back and we believe in you. I don't know many people that would do that in today's world, but we aren't like anybody else. We aren't ordinary. We are extraordinary. And I mean that, and I'm telling you right now, you're going to see much more of it down the road. I'll sign off. This is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to Anticipation. Something we all need, and we need a lot of. And we're going to keep spreading that on. As I said, Dr. William Wong will be on with us this afternoon, and we're going to do a show called Warriors of the World. Wait till you hear this. It's going to be pretty brutal, I know it. But like I said, thanks for listening, and obviously we will talk to you soon. But just before I sign off, men, you don't have balls, grow a set. We need you to start leading the world. Get off the couch. Get off the nine-month belly. Get off the spare tire. It's time to rise. And people that say things to you or belittle you about being a man, start standing up for yourself. And I mean stand up in a big way. But you know what? You're still going to be docile when you're just nothing but mush. You need to take care of your health first and foremost. Your kids need you. Your wife or husband needs you. And men and women, don't let anybody, and I mean anybody, put a wedge between the two of you. Stand up for one another and be the best you can be. I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Eric Fiorello. Hopefully, we will talk next week even more about this stuff. But in the meantime, have a great weekend and do the little things that matter. Men, be men. Lead from the front and be a leader, not a follower. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.